This is Dr. Sabir Jusen of an ASP and colonoscopy reporting patient Anne Marie Rocafort, ROCAFORT. Indicated procedure was blood and stool, GERD, colon cancer screening, abdominal pain, bloating, gas, and asphyxia. My concern on the sound of Nelson patient over shield, blood pressure person, and I'm calling the pre-operative EGD and colonoscopy, and incomplete colonoscopy, EGD biopsy, incomplete colonoscopy, instrument, blood pressure video, EGD scope, and numbers video pediatric colonoscope. And Olympus video pediatric gastroscope, which was used to replace the C-scope for the colonoscopy. Pediatric colonoscope, but was unable to do that. So at that moment, I switched it to the gastroscope. With the gastroendoscope, I was able to pass through that area because decent colon, splenic fracture, cutaneous colon. But patient had a poorly prepped colon, so they said that this kind of procedure was restriction removed. Patient complication. Find number one, grade B, B like boy, reversible esophagitis. Number two, question, short stomach, and Barrett. Pastor's target diagnosis. Number three, moderate erosive gastritis, number 4, mild to moderate duodenitis, number 5, incomplete colonoscopy up to the mid-transverse colon because of poorly prep, and a very tortuous sigmoid colon. So because of tortuous sigmoid colon, the pediatric colonoscopy did not pass through this area. So with the help of gastroscopy, it was passed through the area, but because of poorly prep, for discontinued procedure. Number 8, recommendation, wait for the stomach biopsy because the head of the father was to the third. Number 2, wait for the G-junction biopsy because the positive better esophagic, because the negative for esophagic defeat, and ask it in 3 years. Number 4, wait for the stomach biopsy because the head of the father was to the third. Wait for the smaller biopsy of the school, and the people will ask you the adequate prep. And start with the pediatric colonoscope on the repeat colonoscopy, and depending on the tortuosity of the sigmoid colon, we can switch if needed to switch to the gastroscope on the follow-up colonoscopy. Also recommend patient have a CT enterogram of the abdomen pelvis to rule out any intra-abdominal pelvic pathology contributing to her abdominal pain and bloodiness, rural small bowel disorders, rural extraluminal organs of their pelvic organ or a new plastic process. Patient also has a history of like hysterectomy and appendectomy. That probably what could be causing scarring and could be contributing to her constipation, especially if the colonoscopy comes negative, the follow-up, the repeat colonoscopy comes negative to an intra-abdominal pathology. Second patient start colate 100 milligrams 3 times daily, and metamucil fiber 1 to 2 tablespoons daily, and periodically so once or twice a week, maybe some milk and magnesia. To help purge the bowel movement. Follow up 1 to 2 weeks. And patient, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Maria Dela Cruz, and copy Dr. Padam Sethi. She was July 18th to 22nd. The patient July 18th to 22nd. Patient, Dr.